Sunshine Radio. Remember them for all of your tree removal and stump grinding needs. They'll give you a free estimate. Call 621-4847.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 67 degrees here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. Winds are out of the south, about 8 miles per hour. 86% humidity, and the barometric pressure is 29.58. It is falling slowly. We are going to have the opportunity this morning to visit with the or visit about the Stanton community and the Stanton community update. And we do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. And this morning we have with us Mr. Don Hicks. Mr. Hicks, Coach Hicks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
You get your workout in this morning?
We did. We walked together every morning, a bunch of us guys at the Viking Center. So
yeah,
we get there pretty much promptly at 8 o'clock and get a good walk in and good talk and learn all the news.
Learn the news, tell some stories, and solve all the world's problems probably in that walk.
We try not to talk politics.
Sometimes it's easier that way. And Dan Peterson with us as well. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank
it's
you.
Nice to meet you, too, by the way. I think this is our first opportunity to get to meet.
Yep.
So tell me, so Don Hicks, Coach Hicks, before we get into this, Coach, I was asking you off air a little bit about coaching and the Stanton community. You coached football for 42 years in the Stanton community?
I did, yes.
42 years.
As well as three other sports.
A little bit of everything over there, didn't you?
Yes.
What's the best part about coaching?
Oh, I think the relationships. It's, in a small school, I pretty much had the same athletes for all four sports. And I'm sure they got tired of me, and I don't think I got tired of them. But they knew what to expect from me, and I knew what to expect from them. So I think that was the best, the relationship. And going in from one game to another game, you could have a bad game, but there's always another game.
Yeah.
And it seemed like if we had a bad game, we had almost always turn it around to have a really good game after that. We had some high-achieving kids and high achieving teams there.
You certainly did.
It's been a good ride.
Each and every team is unique in and of itself, isn't it? I mean, you may have the same group of athletes from year to year, but the team chemistry is a little different, and all those things are different every year.
It is, and you can't. I always said in our situation, a small school, you cannot. Let's say in football, you can't say, "Well, we're a running team, and that's all we're going to do." A lot of teams are that way. We didn't do that. I think it's unfair to an athlete. If you got somebody that's a really good passer, really good receivers, you're doing an injustice to them.
Yeah.
If you're just going to say, we're going to run the ball, and that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we changed. I ran so many different offenses over the years.
Yeah.
And going, I did 33 years of 11-man and 9 years of 8-man football.
Wow.
So. And there's some adjustments to be made.
Certainly.
Yes.
So the interesting thing is that, Dan, you were Coach Hicks his first year, right?
You were a freshman his first year. So I had him for football all 4 years, yeah.
So on the other side of that, Dan, how was Coach Hicks as a coach for football? Was he pretty – did you
– Well, I was the oldest in my family. Had no other sports growing up.
And yeah.
So he was my first real coach in anything, and – he talks about running game. We did do a lot of jump passes.
Okay.
That was his favorite pass play when I was in school.
All right. Very good. So one other question, then we're going to talk about the Stanton Chamber. Through the years, Coach Hicks, you said you've had a lot of high-achieving teams and had some really – you had state championships.
Uh-huh.
But what is the most important part of high school athletics in your estimation?
Well, I think what it does for you for the future – I mean, we had – very few kids, obviously, that are going to go to high levels of college. We had a lot of college players. Both of Danny's sons were college players, football players.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing is you learn to get up early in the morning. You develop a work ethic. I think if you ask any of my players, we worked hard. We were always pretty much the smallest school in the Corner Conference. And I always felt the only way that we're going to be successful is we got to outwork everybody.
Yeah.
And I think all of our kids develop that that trait that of working hard and believing and that they could take on the bigger schools. We went to state and basketball four times with, which nobody else in the quarter conference has ever done that, by believing. You know, I tried to make the kids plant the seed early on that, you know, we can do it. We can go to state. And, yeah. You know, if you plant the seed, they start believing in it. And I think that was probably the key thing.
I 100% agree with that. I say, you know, very few kids will go to the next level and play at college. And beyond that, the real value is that work ethic, the discipline, working within a group.
Right.
That's the valuable part of high school athletics. And I think maybe we've lost sight of that a little bit with some current stuff, but we'll not get into that at the moment. But that's my opinion. So, but I love it. Very good. Let's talk about the Stanton community. And we're going to start first with good news. So, Mr. Peterson, tell me about that.
Okay, we have a list of things that have been going good. One of the first things is a thank you to Christy King for painting the dolls on the welcome sign that come into Stanton. We have a new business, Books and Bubbles. We'd like to thank them for hosting a 90s trivia night and all those who attended. We have congratulations to First Interstate Bank on their celebration milestone for giving back to the community. And I'm not exactly sure what all those things are.
But they are a great community partner, without a doubt.
Helped out. Thank you to everyone who attended the Marketplace off of Main and Craft and Vendor Show at the Ole. Congratulations to our Ole recipient this year, Maureen Allen.
You bet.
Very deserving.
She's a most enjoyable, that's for sure. What a great success story the Ole is it
been,
not?
It's been used.
Wow.
I never dreamed it would be used.
Wow.
Like that. Thanks now to the American Legion from Stanton for another successful Easter egg hunt on not a very nice morning, probably. we need a shout out to the Stanton Chamber for a successful Varfest that was held at the Ole also.
Yeah.
And the Stanton Covenant Church hosted a spaghetti supper to fundraise to help youth attend summer church camp. And thank you to everyone who helped support that.
You bet. I had the opportunity to visit with those folks about that, so that's a great thing that they're doing there. So a lot of good things going on throughout the Stanton community. And another thing that is this underway, or where are we at with the Swedish Heritage Cultural Center, the window renovation? Is it underway?
Underway. I've secured bids, estimates, and we've decided on, we've looked at a lot of different windows and a lot of different prices. And we've settled on Anderson Windows, which are the distributor here in Red Oak, is mm-hmm. the Red Oak Do-It Center. And we have a contractor already lined up if we can meet this project. What we want to do is replace all the windows back to more like what they used to look like. In 1983 or 4, there was a bad hailstorm that went through and knocked out a lot of the windows in the school. Of course, the school was still being used.
Yeah.
And what they did is reduce down the size by putting in plywood and mm-hmm. some kind of covering over them. And those windows are not very efficient anymore. They need to be replaced. Some of the plywood is deteriorating. So that's what we're trying to do. I'd compare it to what the old school in Red Oak, what they've done there. They made it into apartments, but they replaced all those windows. A lot more windows than it. I counted on it. There's 60 windows on the north side alone, and we have about 56 or something like that we need to replace.
So the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center is the old school, right? If people are wondering,
it's the old school. They called it Old Main. And do you know why, Danny?
I have never actually heard why it was Old Main.
It was built in 1885, which makes it the oldest public building in Montgomery County.
Wow, I did not know that.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think the same architect that built that designed the courthouse in Red Oak. I think it's the same one. I think it was built after ours, 1890.
1890.
Yes.
Yeah, the cornerstone is 1890.
Yeah, so I think that's the same architect, but I'm not 100% sure of that, so don't hold me to that.
We won't hold you to that.
But it was used, it was about half the size originally, and then
they added on in 1912, is that right?
1912, they added on to it to match it and make it to meet the needs. So it was used continually, either as a high school or an elementary, in 1969-70 was the last year for the high school there. We were building the new high school.
So you coached there at that building?
Yeah, and 1 year.
Danny, were you there at the school then?
I was a freshman at the old main.
I had
junior high there also.
Very cool.
And played in the old gym also.
Yeah, there used to be a gym there.
Where was that at? Where was that located?
It was just to the south and to the little
same
bit
property.
To the right there. But it was all brick structure. I guess it was like the best gym back in the 1920s and 30s. And I coached there 1 year, and then it's been torn down now and replaced by the Viking Center more than anything.
That same
else.
Storm damaged it quite a bit.
Yeah, had windows on all sides, but it was a really good gym for its time.
Does the Heritage, the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center, do you have regular hours?
Yes.
That people can go and enjoy? Or tell me a little bit about that.
It's mostly spring, summer, and fall, but we're Wednesday through Saturday is 1 o'clock to 4, but it's open more than that. I mean, I'm up there in the summertime a lot out doing things outside, and there's people there all the time, and I'll open it up for them. And it's open by appointment also. And then we have tour groups that come through, so they could come various times. So, but basically it's 1 to 4. There's an admission of $5, and I'd say that's pretty loosely enforced.
Yeah. Okay.
We have groups that come up from the elementary and high school. I know they just did I can't remember what class. They were up here just within the last week or two studying the Titanic, because we have a resident of Stanton who died in the Titanic. And
I'm learning all kinds of stuff this morning, I tell you what.
And the tombstone is in the old cemetery at Stanton, and it's quite interesting. It's the Dannenbaum family.
Wow.
And the kids were doing something in class about the Titanic.
Part of them survived, right? Just one?
I don't know for sure.
That's amazing. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
So
can you... For the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center, are memberships available?
Yes.
Do I have to live in Stanton and be a Swede to be a member?
We have lots and lots and lots of members from all over the nation, actually.
Okay.
We probably have more from away than from
here.
Stanton, yes. Alumni and so forth. But the membership is $10, or $20 for individual and partner. Yeah. And then they go all the way up. We have silver, gold, et cetera. But they go all up to all the way to a benefactor, which is $5,000. And so
there are a lot of levels available there for you.
There are a lot of levels. And we usually, each year, I would say we have, somewhere around 100, don't we?
I believe so. 100
membership and so forth. And we've done a lot of remodeling in there, so people continually come back. We have exhibits of early history. We have a baseball room. Tal Anderson gave money several years ago. Tal Anderson was a graduate of Stanton High School, and he went on to be very, very, very successful in Omaha and played baseball and basketball at the University of Omaha. And now the field, it's a beautiful, beautiful field in Omaha, is named the Tal Anderson Field. So he gave money. So Stanton's pretty famous for their town team and semi-pro baseball.
I have heard many stories about the Stanton town team and semi-pro baseball.
It was
a lot.
It was something. It really was. I mean, I played it for 18 years and played it in college, and then went on and played it there for a number of years. And baseball day was a big deal.
Yeah.
It really was. And the 1936 team, that was before Danny and I, the 1936 team is quite famous. We have a picture that's probably, 6 feet by
five feet or something
up there of that team that went on and won the state championship back when there was hundreds and hundreds of teams. Every town had a town team.
You know, I hear stories about that, talking about those days, and every team had a town team, and high schools, there were many more school districts, and they all I mean, it's remarkable.
It is. We've got pictures. I worked several years on gathering pictures and articles. I went through every Red Oak Express back when they had two each week, went through every one, and they wasn't digitized yet. So
that took a lot of time.
It took a lot of time. It took a lot of time. We had others that helped with all this, and it But we have articles, we have pictures, we have old bats, old gloves, old uniforms in this room. It's kind of, to me, it's interesting. It might not be to others, but it's part of the History Center.
I think it is. I think it's very cool. So.
One story, he's told me that when he got hired to teach, the guy interviewing him says, well, you play baseball? And he goes, yeah. Well, you will play for the town team.
Yeah.
part of the interview process.
Superintendent Whitmire, he said, I see where you played in college. And I said, yes. He said, if you are hired for this job, you will play on the town team. I said,
that was not a question. No, there was more of a question. Statement.
So I was very happy to.
I love it. That's awesome. And a good amount of this information that we're talking about is in the Swedish Inheritage
it
Cultural
is.
Center, right
the,
there.
The family histories and genealogy. I would call Carol Peterson, the president, a genius at this. He's so interested. He's gone, you know, he got a degree in this kind of thing, library science and genealogy.
Obituaries. He works endlessly on obituaries and cataloging them.
Yeah.
So we have families that are or people from far away that come and he'll get them information and so forth. So
that's very cool.
So there's just lots and lots of information there and so we really want to continue improving this facility, and the windows is a big part of it.
Well, so what are you looking at there? And by the way, we are visiting with Don Hicks and Dan Anderson from the
Dan Peterson.
Dan Peterson is right there in front of me.
Don't mix me up with Dan Anderson.
and Dan Peterson from the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center. It's the Stanton Community Update. Thanks to FMTC, the Sellgren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, and Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. What people need to do to be to participate, to help, where are we at? Bring me up to speed with the project.
Well, we've sent out fundraising letters just within the last 2 weeks, I would say, that have gone out to, I think it's 1,500 we sent out, wasn't it? Letters to alumni, people in Stanton, people who maybe was just a part of Stanton at one time. And businesses, et cetera, just trying to raise enough money to replace, which is going to be around $150,000. We have 56 windows, and their size is, I think, about 97 inches high. So they're pretty good-sized windows that we need to replace. And we have a various, we'll take any amount, obviously, but we have, if you want a window named after you, a plaque, it's 2,200. That's what we've kind of figured is going to take about 2,200 to a good quality window that has the UV factors. So, you know, you're protecting the displays and the exhibits. So that's our goal. We would really like to do this project this year. You know,
that maybe is
a little pie in the sky, but we think we can do it
with
grants, with donations, we've even got several people who have already committed to a window or two windows or things like that. So we certainly hope we get some of those. Well, we'll take $50. We'll take $25, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Buildings that were, you know, you have to do some upkeep and maintenance and improvement on them from time to time. And this is one of the important pieces for sure to do that.
It was quite a battle back in the early 90s. I wouldn't say battle, but you know, do you save the building? Do you tear it down?
Right.
Well, to tear down a building is quite expensive to do. So the committee formed, the first board of, I believe, 8 board members really got this going. We had a his name was Elman Sundell. I'm not sure where he lived. But he gave $5,108 to buy the facility from the Stanton school system.
How much did you say?
$5,108, and there has to be some kind of symbolism with that number, but I don't know what it is, and I couldn't find it. So, and on the grounds, why we get a lot of visitors is the old water tower, which is now a coffee pot.
Yes.
And it's been moved from its original position to in town to just south of the on our ground. Mm-hmm. So that people are there, and
it's pretty cool to see that too.
It is. So, yeah. We spent a lot of money landscaping around it, handicapped sidewalks down to it, railings and so forth, and we still have a lot of future plans that we want to do as far as taking out some of the old asphalt that's there, which was at one time a playground and a tennis court mm-hmm. and so forth.
The elementary was used till just the year before they bought the building for the cultural center.
Okay.
Until 92 or 93.
Right up until then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
It was used, yeah. So the elementary kids in 1970 moved from their kind of newer school to back to the hill to the old school, and the high school and junior high all went down the hill to the new school.
Okay.
And then in 91 or 2, sometime in there, we built.
That's when there's an expansion there.
Expansion,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Deal, man.
Yeah. So now all the kids, K-12, is housed there, and preschool is housed at the Viking Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
children my age, we walked from the elementary up to Old Main and had lunch at Old Main.
Okay.
And walked back down. Then later on, they walk from Old Main down to the new school for lunch. There's always just been one lunchroom.
I like it. I like it. I grew up in a school like that, as a matter of fact, where we had to walk to the lunchroom. So there you go. So there's also, if people go to SwedishHeritageAndCulturalCenter.org mm-hmm. is the website. People can go and check that out as well. How would people, if they wanted to donate, check out that? Who would they get in touch with? How would they do that?
Well, we, of course, through the letters we sent out, it can, you know, they can send checks. They can also go electronically. You know, I think there's a lot of younger people don't have checks anymore.
You're exactly
so
right.
We made it convenient for people to donate. And they can get in contact to, you know, like I said, the president is Carol Peterson. Sheila Mainquist is our vice president, I believe. Danny else? We got Chris Nelson is our secretary, and Wendy Confer is our treasurer, and we have a board of 8, and then we got 4 or 5 advisors, and then we've got a webmaster, which is Becky. Stephen Peterson, and Becky Peterson is our publicist. So,
okay.
And we have a newsletter that goes out every quarter, I believe it is, mm-hmm. and to several hundred, maybe thousand people around the nation. So we actually get a lot of good support from people. You know.
Well, people want to support their roots in their home and that sort of thing. And this is a great project to be able to do that on.
We just recently hosted a family that were good contributors and good, I guess you'd say good Swedes from way back. They were some from Texas, some from Omaha, some from Kansas City that were here, a whole big family. And we hosted them just, said about a week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, yeah.
Coming up.
So, very cool.
So, yeah.
It's a project, and you'd like to get it done this year.
We would like to.
Don Hicks with me this morning, and Danny Peterson from the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center, the Stanton Community Update. Let's talk about anything else along that. Mr. Hicks or Mr. Peterson, we good to go there?
I think we're good on project.
Talk to me, Danny, about some of the things that are coming up here we need to be aware of.
Coming up in April on the 25th, we have a shop downtown event and a citywide garage sales. That'll be this Saturday. On Sunday, the Stanton Fire and Rescue are having a pancake feed fundraiser from 4 to 6 in the afternoon at the fire station. And on April 30th, the end of April, the Win of My Singers is go around town. I think they've been doing it 100 years.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
It's a long time. I know that.
And sing Welcome May is what Win of My means. And then Saturday, May 2nd is a citywide cleanup day.
Okay. There you go. So put that down. And again, you can check that. You can find all that online as well. So what else do we need to touch on? Coach Hicks or Mr. Peterson, anything else we need to?
I think we've covered all we know.
That's it. Very good. Nice to see you, gentlemen.
Nice
it is a pleasure to visit with
you,
and I hope people reach out about the window project and get that taken care of.
I hope we do, too.
That would be great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to visit with you, and make it a great day. Always a real pleasure. Again, we do want to say thanks to FMTC for making our conversation possible, as well as Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce that make our visit possible. We sure appreciate it.
KCSIF.